Hi, I'm Ryan Mickley, the Leadership Branding Scholar, and this is part two of a two-part series entitled The Paradox of Ambition in Leadership. If you haven't already done so, please go back and listen to part one before finishing this soundtrack. In this soundtrack, I'm going to discuss how to keep your ambitions in check in five ways. One, network. Create mutually beneficial relationships to make sure you are giving more than you are receiving. Two, surround yourself with honest friends. No matter the leadership position you find yourself in, you should always surround yourself with honest, trustworthy people willing to talk straight with you. If you begin leading with selfish ambition, these friends will surely let you know and help you refocus your ambitions. Three, take the cookies when they are passed. When an opportunity presents itself, take it. Especially, and I mean especially, when you are not ready to do so. This will likely lead to failure, and failure is good. It keeps us humble, it provides valuable insight, and it helps us build character. Four, wash the feet of your followers. If you're a businessman, serve your employees. If you're a politician, serve your constituents. If you're a clergyman, serve your congregation. Do something that separates you from your title. Prove that you truly care about your followers. And lastly, five, count the stars, touch the moon, and bottle the wind. Remind yourself how great God is. Humble yourself before Him and know that all good things come from His grace. Kneel when you pray. For every achievement, give all glory and praise to God and thank Him for using you as His earthly vessel to accomplish His will. Can you think of an example of how a leader has fallen or succeeded due to ambition? If you feel inspired to do so, please leave your comments in the section below. Yours in truth and light, Ryan.